thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, tolerant viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on Sietsat, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouéa on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on Siet Kumba, in Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Putsu City, Channel 90 on Da Yung Cable TV. In Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yuansheng Township on Beikong Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Iriganet City, Channel 26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swate, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar'an Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Ulha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzurk and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himon Cable TV. In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Khimki Province, Channel 23 on San Board Company. In Sanshun City in Dorongolf Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Vilitel using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliqui, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Aborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Celera. Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, channel 41 on Telelunidos and channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaré, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. In today's news, Croatia protects public health by implementing a smoking ban. In ecology news, Formosan or Taiwanese universities and associations host a climate change conference. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the United Arab Emirates-based The Middle East Vegetarian Group, which is dedicated to sharing information on the benefits of the plant-based lifestyle. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 7th, acclaimed French artist Paul Gauguin was born in Paris in 1848. A prominent post-impressionist painter, he is known for his love of vivid colors and his work in the synthetist style. This is a genre which uses simplified forms and relies more on the memory of the artist. Mr. Gauguin spent the latter part of his life in Tahiti and Marquesas Islands of French Polynesia, where his art was influenced by the harmonious culture of the area. An example of that is Where Do We Come From? What Are We? Where Are We Going? Which is considered one of his masterpieces. His other famous paintings include The Yellow Christ and La Belle Angèle. May the amazingly vibrant artwork of Mr. Paul Gauguin continue to inspire many for years to come.
Fly-in news. Storm lashes eastern Pakistan, packed with gusty winds and heavy rains. The storm took 37 lives and injured dozens others as it pummeled Punjab province on Friday, June 4th, collapsing roofs, walls and causing road accidents. The provincial capital, Lahore, was worst hit, where 11 people, including 6 children, perished. Many highways were blocked as trees were uprooted by 98 km per hour winds, while power supplies were cut off in many areas.
Meanwhile, as Cyclone Fet began making landfall on Saturday, Pakistani officials evacuated 60,000 people from along the vulnerable coastline, while rescuing at least 1,000 in Gwadar to be housed in Navy shelters, with the military remaining on high alert in case of further need. Our appreciation, Pakistani officials and emergency personnel, for your efforts to safeguard the storm afflicted. May Allah protect the Pakistani people as we strive to alleviate such weather extremities through our kinder regard for the ecosphere.
More aftershocks hit Yushu, China. Since the devastating 7.1 magnitude quake on April 14th, the Tibetan county of Yushu in northwestern China's Qinghai province has been hit by some 2,500 moderate and minor aftershocks. Among the most recent was a magnitude 5.7 tremor that occurred on Friday morning, June 4th. Centered 60 kilometers from Gegu at a depth of 10 kilometers, it was strongly felt by the town's residents. Another three aftershocks followed, measuring 3.2, 3.8, and 4.1 on the Richter scale, respectively. There were fortunately no reports of casualties or damage. We thank heaven for safeguarding the Tibetan people from harm in these aftershocks. May such distressing events be minimized through our gentler, eco-stabilizing actions.
Algeria donates food aid to drought-affected nations in Africa. Over 15,000 tons of rice, worth $10 million, have been contributed to assist six countries in Africa whose people have been heavily impacted by drought, including Mauritania, Mali, Niger, Chad, Zimbabwe, and Ethiopia.
Algeria's Maghreb and African Affairs Minister Abdelkader Messehel said, "This action is a further demonstration of solidarity and participation of Algeria to Africa and its economic and social development. Our accolades, Your Excellency, and Algeria, and Providence bless your generous assistance to brethren in need. May such support and the grace of gentle rains restore the beautiful continent and people of Africa in ever more prosperity, stability, and peace."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
China frees 1,400 detainees. As part of a sentence mitigation program, some 1,400 detainees were offered early release in China's Jiangxi province on Thursday, June 3rd, including 632 elderly, 160 with special needs, and 604 severely ill. The prison administrative system is also working with social welfare agencies to help rehabilitate the former inmates and offer them proper health care. Many thanks, Jiangxi Provincial Government, for your clemency and extended support. Wishing the newly freed persons lives of abundant health, virtue, and goodness.
Celebrities enjoy caring vegan cuisine along with humanitarian efforts. Prior to attending the 2010 MTV Movie Awards on the evening of Sunday, June 6, an array of stars gathered for a benefit event at Melanie Siegel's Celebrity SOS or Save Our Seas Lounge.
This is Juan from ABC's The Bachelor, and you're watching Supreme Master TV.
Hi, I'm Kevin Sorbo, and you're watching Supreme Master Television. I want you to stay tuned because we have amazing television coming your way.
Hosted at House of Blues Sunset Strip in West Hollywood, USA, by Melanie Siegel's Platinum Publicity, the occasion was organized to raise awareness and funds for the devastating oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
Per celebrity that comes, we're giving donations to help oil spill relief, and we're also planting a tree in honor of each celebrity to try to make the world greener in light of the tragedy that happened and is still going on. I think it's just a matter of making people aware that without the earth, we aren't going to survive. So any little thing that someone can do to help really, I think, makes a difference.
Melanie Siegel ensured that event attendees could enjoy eco and animal-friendly plant-based fare, inviting as a main caterer One World Vegetarian Cuisine, which is run by our association members in Los Angeles County, California, USA.
The concept for this vegan restaurant originated from Supreme Master Qinghai's vision of a harmonious planet for all beings. The celebrities certainly enjoyed it.
I was like, I want this, and I couldn't even tell it was vegetarian. Vegan, actually, which is even better.
I love everything, and it's so good because you're helping the world. by being vegans.
I am very excited that One World is here because I am largely a vegetarian, so neat to expose everybody to this great food.
I didn't realize it was vegetarian at first, and then when I tried it, it was like, oh my God, this is very tasty. And One World Vegetarian Cuisine is right on.
Attendees further commented on the planet-sustaining vegan lifestyle and the need to safeguard our ecosphere.
It's not our place to pollute it or trash it. It's supposed to be preserved for the next generation to enjoy.
I think that we really need to work towards making the world cleaner and eat healthier and not eat as much meat.
You don't need meat for it to be good.
Hi, I'm George Bloodwell. I dress lots of stars in Hollywood, and I'm the editor of a fashion magazine called Gen Lux. And I'm happy to say I've been vegetarian for 41 years. Don't eat dead, burnt flesh. It's only secondhand grass anyway. Give me a break. Go for the real thing.
Let's love our animals. Let's take care of our animals. And let's just love, love.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Nathaniel Flatt. I'm with Beef Factory, and I just got an amazing green bean plant. I think that it's super important to grow your own food. You can be sustainable.
Hi, I'm Linda Thompson. I am an Emmy Award-winning and Academy Award-nominated songwriter. And I was on a television show called Hee Haw for many years. And I am an organic gardener. And I would encourage everybody out there to try to do something good for the planet today.
Hi there, I'm Jackie Tone from American Idol. And you are watching Supreme Master TV. Vegetarians rock!
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Hats off and many thanks, Ms. Melanie Siegel, Platinum Publicity, and all participating stars for your giving hearts and for choosing the Conscientious Vegan Fair. May such shining examples of care inspire many more toward being veg for a saved planet.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Shar Jackson, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hey, what's up? I'm Bella Thorne, and thank you for watching Supreme Master Television.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Linda Thompson, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production:
Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Ristin virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers. New detector to protect planes from harmful volcanic ash. British discount airline EasyJet has announced that it is helping test a technology that uses infrared cameras mounted on the aircraft to detect volcanic ash 100 kilometers ahead at altitudes of between 5,000 and 50,000 feet. The information is then transmitted to provide the pilot with a safe route as well as helping generate an overall map of the ash cloud. The AVOID, or Airborne Volcanic Object Identifier and Detector System, was originally developed by Dr. Fred Prata of the Norwegian Institute for Air Research. Its first trial results are expected within months, with the hope that it will help airlines avert service disruption from future volcanic eruptions. Meanwhile, the Icelandic Meteorological Office has stated that the Eyjafjallajökull volcano, which first erupted in April, has now quieted to what is known as a paused phase and will be deemed dormant after 3 months of no activity. A big bravo, Dr. Prata, for your innovation, and EasyJet for being the first to trial the AVOID system. Wishing it every success in enhancing air travel convenience and safety for all.
Save our planet. Warmed oceans, a sure sign of climate change. A May 2010 report by the US National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, indicates that the world's oceans have warmed steadily and significantly between 1993 and 2008. The rate of warming was found to be slightly faster than previous estimates in the fourth assessment report by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Moreover, as the warm seawater expands, sea levels have also been rising. Team leader Dr. John Lyman collaborated with researchers from the US National Aeronautic and Space Administration, or NASA, the Met Office Hadley Center in the United Kingdom, the University of Hamburg in Germany, and the Meteorological Research Institute in Japan to conduct 9 separate evaluations of the upper 700 meters of the ocean.
The new findings on ocean warming presented strong confirmation of planetary climate change, especially with temperature data from water being more stable than land. Peter Challenor of the UK's National Oceanography Centre affirmed the findings of the comprehensive data analysis as he stated, "This study shows the warming is real."
Dr. Lyman and fellow international scientists, we appreciate your detailed work in this confirming study of global warming. May we all act now while we can to protect the Earth and halt climate change.
Based on this and other similar information, Supreme Master Ching Hai has long been urging for the most efficient planet-cooling solution, as during an interview published in the July 12, 2009 edition of the Irish Sunday Independent.
A group of scientists from the International Alliance of Research Universities just published new findings saying that the rate of sea level rise and oceanic warming are both substantially higher than what the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, estimated just a couple of years ago. See, this report now forecasts ocean levels to rise 1 meter by the end of the century, a nearly 70% increase over what the IPCC previously projected. Of course, they estimate a little bit conservatively, you know, yes, worrying maybe to alarm the public or just be cautious. It is better we concentrate on the solution to save the Earth. We can still do it. We can still do it. If everyone becomes part of the solution, which is the organic life-saving vegan diet, it's so simple, really. It's so simple. It's no sacrifice. It's even better for health, better for everything. Yes, it's so easy. Organic vegan diet, that's all we need to do. For the time being, and any other green technology we can slowly develop.
Save Our Planet, a third annual survey by the National Geographic Society evaluating 17,000 people across 17 nations found that residents of India are most likely to engage in eco-friendly, sustainable consumer patterns.
Save Our Planet. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, designates several new sites in the World Network of Biosphere Reserves: Ethiopia's Yayu and the Highland Region of Kafue, Zimbabwe's Middle Zambezi of the Zambezi Valley, and the Nicaraguan island of Ometepec.
Save Our Planet. Brazilian researchers report that in areas of the Amazon where deforestation has slowed, there is unfortunately a corresponding 59% increase in fires ignited to remove regrowing trees, often to clear land in support of the livestock industry.
Save Our Planet. Six new marine invertebrates that look more like delicate plants than animals and are normally seen only in the tropics are discovered in Antarctica's Atka Bay and in the eastern Weddell Sea.
Warning news. U.S. researchers evaluating fish in Vermont, USA, find contamination with cancer-causing radioactive strontium-90, which could date back to global nuclear testing of the 1950s, raising concern as to the safety of fish consumption everywhere.
I'm Tutu and this is Mimi, who just like me is a pure vegan.
Hello, we are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
We're here today with a tip from our beloved caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
While cooking, oil or water may spray on the floor, making it slippery.
Walk in a marching-like style for safety, not sliding or gliding over the floor.
Our sincere appreciation, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this caring safety tip.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now for the worldwide weather.
Health news, Croatia implements a smoking ban. A smoking prohibition has been put into effect in public areas, including schools, universities, restaurants, hospitals, and clinics. The legislation does not allow smoking unless an adequate ventilation system is in place or in larger establishments in specially designated zones. According to the Croatian Health Ministry, 10,000 fatalities in the nation are caused annually by smoking, and an additional 3,000 as a result of secondhand smoke. Our sincere appreciation, Croatia, for taking this important step to safeguard the precious well-being of your citizens. May life-enhancing habits be adopted by all for a flourishing and happy world.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion in the United States alone.
Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. causes cancer and diseases in animal companions,
speeds the aging process.
Toxic residues of third-hand smoke, heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer,
mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer,
lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease,
emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking,
childhood arterial sclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood,
sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
In ecology news, a climate change conference for young people takes place in Formosa or Taiwan. More than 10 Formosan universities and associations joined together to sponsor the 2010 Symposium of National Youth Save the Earth Action with Love. Workshops and seminars were held at National Taiwan Normal University of Taipei, Fengjia University of Taichung, and National Pingdong University of Education. Other activities included films, book fairs, and discussions promoting vegetarianism to halting global warming. Mr. Mo Guizing, head of the Environmental Protection Bureau Taichung City, Dr. Wang Zhonghe, professor of the Institute of Earth Science at Academia Sinica in Taipei, and Major General Wang Monggang, Deputy Dean of Student Affairs Office at National Taiwan Normal University, spoke of the importance of the plant-based lifestyle. Our association members also participated, adding their support for the earth-protecting vegan lifestyle.
减少肉食多食蔬食的这种活动啊，应该把它变成我们生活的一部分，来改变我们的生活习惯。舒适环保救地球，希望大家一起来共同贡献你的力量。我觉得这个饮食它其实改变第一方面，当然不但是能够让气候暖化，它能够减缓，能够改善，更重要其实对我们个人的健康也带来很大的好处。
我们一起舒适环保来救我们的地球，其实是救我们自己。呼吁这个全国的这个大专青年朋友，我想这个环保素食啊，救世界，这个是我们举手就可以做到的事情。Students
also voiced the need for the animal-free diet to safeguard our world.
舒适环保救地球，我们大家一起来。我相信今天来听过之后，回去的人很多都会。
Our earnest thankfulness, all distinguished guests and professors, participating universities, organizations, and students for this important event. May we continue to raise awareness that there is a solution to climate change, the planet-protecting vegan lifestyle. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting a United Arab Emirates non-profit which has introduced people to delicious animal-free cooking styles of a number of ethnicities. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more inspiring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a charitable world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Middle East Vegetarian Group, which hosts monthly gatherings for people to enjoy delicious plant-based fare.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
We'll be right back. The Middle East vegetarian group, MeVeg, based in Dubai, United Emirates, is dedicated to advocating the plant-based lifestyle. Founded in 2007, every month interested individuals gather to discuss aspects of the pro-veg lifestyle and eat delicious meals together. MeVeg homepage is www.meveg.info. It also has a Facebook page, en-gb.facebook.com/MeVeg, which contains relevant information about the area, such as which restaurants serve animal-free fare. In addition, it offers links to other sites that support the compassionate diet.
The Middle East Vegetarian Group holds various events such as the Veggie Youth Fiesta, which took place in March 2010. The fiesta offered a variety of plant-based food presentations, showcasing Arabic, Mexican, Indian, Chinese, and Italian styles in a warm atmosphere of music, dancing, and games for all to enjoy.
In December 2010, MeVeg is sponsoring the Middle East Veg Congress to be held in Dubai World Trade Center. Booths at the Congress will be hosted by vegan food suppliers, animal welfare advocates, natural medical practitioners, organic farmers, and much more. We wish you much success in your future endeavours, the Middle East Vegetarian Group. May Allah bless you in your noble work of helping your open-hearted compatriots. Realise that the plant-based lifestyle is best for ourselves, our planet, and our beautiful animal friends.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Azerbaijani entitled The Usher.
Bilet yoklayan en güzel tiyatroda bir kişi ele uzanar ki bütün üç yeri tutar. Bilet yoklayan yakınlaşıp ve gören kimi kişinin kulağına pıçıldayar ki bağışlayın ay kardeş, adam başına bir yer çatır. Kişi zarıldayar. Lakin yerindən tərpənmir. Bilet yoxlayanda səbri qutarar və deyər, ay yoldaş, siz burdan qalxmazsanız, mən məcbur olub müdürü çağırmalı olacam. Kişi yenə də zarıldayar və bilet yoxlayanda hirslənib qaçar müdürünü axtarar. Neçə dəqiqə üstündən keçər, bilet yoxlayan müdürü ilə gələr və kişinin başının üstündə dayanar. İkisi də istədilər onu oradan çıxartsınlar, lakin bacara bilmədilər. Axırda kişinin üstünə polis çağırdılar. Polis işçisi vəziyyəti biləndən sonra kişidən soruşar ki, yaxşı qardaş, adın nədir? Səndir. Kişi zarıldayar. Haralısan sən? Sən güclə cavab verər ki, balkondan.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
It is for some years that I have been watching your television programs. I found it useful. If there is any organization through which we can help others, please let me know. I'm ready to help. Thanks again for your good station. Lale from Tehran, Iran.
Supportive Lale, we are happy to receive your kind note. There are so many organizations that would be very appreciative of your help. Animal shelters, for one, can always use a helping hand and loving heart. One of the best ways we can be of assistance to others at this urgent time is by sharing the good news of the earth-saving vegan diet. May Allah's light shine on you and your elevated Iranian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your spirit be filled with the pure joy of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Energy company BP announces that the most recent efforts to cap the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico are showing success, with the majority of the previous daily spill volume now being contained.
Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari reaffirms the nation's support for public service institutions that help meet the educational and health needs of underserved populations, such as women and the least fortunate.
The Philippine government's peace panel and representatives of Moro Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF, sign a declaration to end decades of conflict by continuing their efforts toward reaching a diplomatic accord.
Governor Roberto Formigoni of Italy's Lombardy province introduces a $6.1 million US dollar program to assist least fortunate women in protecting unborn lives through financial aid to support their pregnancy terms.
Macau's Special Administrative Region donates a further $25.6 million US dollars to fund seven additional reconstruction projects for health and education facilities in China's quake-hit Sichuan province.
UK and Australian researchers announced a simple test for early diagnosis of autism, which would enable treatment so that permanent psychological damage could be completely prevented.
During a two-day visit in Germany, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel to discuss concerns including international and economic security and enhanced cooperation in trade and travel sectors.
Japan donates $1 million US dollars to Angola to assist in demining operations that restore community safety as well as support rural development projects.
The British Red Cross pledges a more than 42,000 euro donation to Guatemala to assist in flood relief efforts for the tens of thousands affected by Tropical Storm Agatha.
President Ilham Aliyev of Azerbaijan and President Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus participate in a foundation laying ceremony for the new Belarusian embassy building in Azerbaijan.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.